You to be able to come tonight and give to you what the Lord's put on my heart today, and I pray that we can be a blessing, be a help to you tonight. So if you got your Bibles, I want you to follow with me tonight. Matthew chapter 5, and I'm gonna read a verse of scripture there, and then we'll get this paper off here and start on this picture tonight for you. Matthew chapter 5 in the scriptures tonight. And we're going to draw a picture tonight that I really enjoy studying on this and looking at this, and it's such a blessing. And I'll show you something tonight in the Bible that God compares us to. And there are several different things that this illustration's used for tonight. And so you'll see where I'm going with this as we get on into it a little bit. Matthew chapter 5. And we'll read verse 14 down through verse 16. He says in verse 14, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." That is so true. "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So, I want you to think about this tonight. The candle. I want to preach on the candle tonight. Talk about the candle a little bit in the Bible. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about a candle. And so we're going to be looking at that tonight and thinking about that a little bit. The candle is used several different illustrations in the Scriptures. And several different times God gives us an idea about the candle. And so we'll focus on that tonight. He says in these verses, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." So I want to preach on that tonight, and we'll say some things about that candle here in these verses, but I'll show you some other verses about a candle in the Scriptures, that what God says about it as we work on this picture tonight. So let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time and ask His blessings on the message tonight. Father, we love You. Thank You for this opportunity to be in Your house. Thank You for Your blessings, Your love, Your mercy. Thank You, Father, for helping us tonight. We need the touch and the power of God, and we pray, Lord, You'd move in this place. We pray, Father, tonight that You'd help us, Lord, to be obedient to the Spirit of God as You move in our hearts tonight, Lord. I pray that You'd move, God, and help us, Father, to hear what You've got to say, and Lord, help us not to forget this tonight. But I pray, Father, that You just strengthen our hearts, Lord, and help us to draw close to You and be what we should be in these days that we live, Lord. And we'll praise You and thank You for all that You've done and all that You're going to do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I want to say this tonight about the candle, thinking about the candle tonight. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this candle, and I'm going to show you some things about the candle tonight as we go on into the Scriptures. But I want you to think about it like this tonight. You and I, we are a candle, okay? And so I want you to think about it like that tonight, and think of yourself as a candle. Because Jesus said in verse 14, listen to this, "Ye are the light of the world." But as they sang in the songs tonight, as the preacher talked a little bit about it tonight, I don't have no light in me. I mean, before I got saved, I didn't go out talk about Jesus. I didn't go out tell people about the Lord. I didn't have no light in me. So the light that's in me is Jesus Christ. And the only light that I have, the only light that I can share, the only light that I can give is what Jesus has put in me and what Jesus has put in you. But He says, "Ye are the light of the world." And he goes on in verse 15, "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." So some things about this candle tonight that I want you to look at, and some comparisons about the candle. Now I'm going to draw a big candle here, and we're going to have it on a table, and we're going to talk about this candle a little bit tonight, and I'm going to put him up here. And so we're going to work on this candle. I think we'll make it a red candle. We're going to make it real colorful. You know, a lot of people You know, they don't have the Lord. And a lot of people, you'll hear people talk about, you know, being good and doing the best they can. Well, that doesn't save you. You know, you can look good, and Jesus, you know, many times he talked about that to the Pharisees in his day, and he talked about them cleaning up the outside, making the outside look good, but he said the inside was like a sepulcher. It was like a grave full of dead men's bones. And so, you know, people sometimes they want to focus so much on the outside, and they want to focus on looking good on the outside and impressing somebody, and, you know, being important to somebody, but it's what's on the inside that counts. And so I've got this candle right here, and you think about this tonight. A candle is only good when there's no light, right? I mean, I know a lot of times people burn candles just for the fragrance and just to have something burning in the house, but really candles, you know, they're only used when the lights are out, when the power's off. That's when you need them. Think about it like this tonight. I don't have the power to light the whole world. And God doesn't ask me to light the whole world. All God wants me to do is light wherever I go. And that's what candles are used for. I mean, you take a little candle and you light that little candle, and that candle is made to go in wherever, to go with you wherever you go, and to light your path and give you light in a dark world. And it doesn't light a big area, but doesn't have to. It lights wherever it goes in that little area. And so the candle tonight, much is said in the scriptures about this candle. Much is given in the Word of God about the candle. And I want to give you some of these things, and then we'll come back to this, and I'm going to show you something tonight about this candle. So I've got my real pretty nice candle right here. And I want you to think about this. You know, you can have all kinds of beautiful candles in your house, but when the power's off, you don't say, well, we got some pretty candles in our house. But what if them candles didn't have a wick in them? What if them candles was, you go in there to get one of them, and you go to light that thing and it didn't have a wick in it? What good would it be? And you could talk about how pretty it was. You could talk about the design of it. You could talk about, you know, all the things that it looked like and everything. But really, if that thing didn't have a wick in it and you couldn't light it and you couldn't use it to light up the area when you was in a situation where you needed that candle to light up and give you something so you could see where you was going, then it really wouldn't be any good. So the thing about this tonight, and another thing in the scriptures that God refers to as a candle, is found in the book of Proverbs. There's three places in the scriptures. Job chapter 18, verse 6, and I'm not going to turn and read these tonight for time. Job chapter 18, verse 6, Job chapter 21, verse 17, and Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 20, God says in the Word of God that the wicked's candle will be put out. So the wicked is referred to like a candle, and God says, you know, they want to really express themselves and show themselves and make themselves to be something, and the wicked are like that, aren't they? They don't have no shame, and they're not ashamed to portray themselves and really put themselves out there. It seems like that you watch TV, you watch the news, and you look at the things going on in the world today, and the wicked doesn't have any problems exposing their agenda and what they want to do and their ideas and their ways and try to push God out of everything. And God says, you know, like a candle, He says one of these days they'll be put out. In those three verses right there, He says the candle of the wicked will be put out. But in Job chapter 29, verses 1 through 3, Job refers to God's candle and how God's candle has lit up his life and given him light and letting him have something in his life. And Job refers to the candle of the Lord and how that it has given him something to go on. And so, you see, when you think about this candle here and how important it is and how it lights up and gives us light wherever we go, well, that shows us that God is wanting to teach us something about this. So I want you to look at another thing, another area tonight about the candle of the Lord. And then I'm going to show you some things about this candle that I think will be kind of unique tonight. But another place in Psalms 18 verse 28 speaks of God lighting us like a candle. Now, God lighting us like a candle. Because you think about this, a candle can't light itself, can it?
Right.
Can't do it. And so we need God to light us. And so without the Lord, and these verses that I just read here a little bit ago, without the Lord and without the help of the Lord, we have no light. We're not able to give light. We're not able to shed light, no matter how much we want to try. You know, so I've got my candle here. I've got it sitting on the table, and it looks good. It looks great, don't it? Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, the spirit of man, this is a verse, and I'm going to read this to you. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And then in Proverbs 31, verse 18, the Bible tells us there that the virtuous woman always has a candle burning in her home. She's always got the light on, and she's always got that candle burning so people can see that it's a welcoming place. But I want you to think about this candle right here, okay? And go back to Matthew chapter 5 where we're just at. He says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. So I've got my candle here, and I'm gonna draw this, and then I'm gonna show you something about this candle. Now, the candle, as you look at this candle, I've got it up here, and it looks like it's been burnt down a little bit. Now, when a candle is lit and a candle begins to burn, candle's got one purpose: to give light, to shed light. That's what we're supposed to be doing. You know why I believe a lot of times people have trouble living for God and have trouble doing right and have trouble being what God wants them to be? I wonder sometimes if they've ever been saved. Because if that candle, it doesn't have a wick. And if it doesn't have a wick, and Jesus is like that wick. You see, He is on the inside. But if He's not on the inside, you have no light. You have no light. I mean, you can come to church, you can look like a Christian, you can act like a Christian, you can carry a Bible, you can be good and do the best you can, and nobody would know that you're not, except you and the Lord. But the thing about it is, if you don't have Jesus on the inside of you, you can never have light. No matter how good that candle looks, and no matter how great that candle might be, it cannot give light and it cannot produce light because it has no wick, and the wick is on the inside. That's what happens when we get saved. Jesus comes in, He lives on the inside of us, and He says in this verse 15, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. They don't light it and put it under a bushel. That's like a bucket. But He says they put it on a candlestick, and they set it up where it can be seen, where it can give light, where it can be a blessing to other people. Look in verse 16. He says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. People need to see Jesus in us. Now I want you to notice something tonight, and I want you to watch this. In just a minute, I'm going to let the preacher get the lights. Or let someone get the lights, because I'm going to show you something about this candle. Okay? Now, here's my candle. And when the power goes out, and it's pitch black and it's pitch dark, and you can't even see your hand in front of your face, the only thing I'm interested in is a light. And if I see somebody with a candle, if I see somebody walking and they've got a candle in their hand, they've got a light, I'm going to be drawn to that person because they've got a light. I don't know a thing about that. I'm not going to walk up to that person and say, well, what's your candle look like? All I'm interested in, they've got a light. And see, here's the thing, church, tonight. This world is lost and dying and going to a devil's hell. They're in darkness. They have no light. There's a lot of people that's religious. There's a lot of people that's good. Oh, you can go all over the world and find religion. I mean, it's everywhere. You can turn the TV on, and when there's a tragedy, you have the reporters talk about praying, and our prayers are with you, and our thoughts are with you. And then, you know, they can turn around in the next breath and take God's name in vain like it's nothing. And so we're living in a day where religion is everywhere. Everybody looks good and everybody looks great and everybody knows the words and knows the language and knows how to talk religious. But they have no wick. And they have no light. And so what happens is they can't share Jesus and show Jesus, and they can't let their light shine, because without Jesus Christ, you have no light. And you may meet people. There may be people in your family that they're good people. I know people right now, and they'll say to you, "I don't see any reason to go to church. I don't see any reason. You don't have to go to church to be a Christian." They say that sometimes. But I believe when you get saved and really born again, and Jesus lives on the inside of you, you'll want to come to church. I believe that with all my heart. You see, he says in this verse, let your light shine. Let it shine. But you can't let it shine if Jesus is not on the inside. Brother, if y'all would, somebody get the lights for me. Get the lights for me. I want you to watch this. I'm going to show you something right here. All right? He's going to turn the lights off. And I'm going to turn this black light on here. And I'm going to show you something about this candle. Okay? Now, here's the black light. I'm going to turn it off and turn it on. And let's watch this. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Wow. Wait a minute, preacher. I don't see nothing. Exactly. Candle has no wick, but oh, that's a beautiful candle. They go to church. They can talk religious stuff. They can talk good, but they have no light. Have no power. They have nothing.
Right.
And they look good on the outside, but where's the light?
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm a lost person, I'm not interested how pretty this candle looks. I'm not interested how pretty this table looks. I'm not interested how great this background looks. I want to see some light.
Amen.
But here's a person right here, and Jesus says, let your light shine. And the reason some people can't let their light shine is because they don't have any light.
That's right.
They don't have Jesus. They're religious, but they're lost. Oh, there's a lot of people like that. Now, if y'all would turn the lights back on. Turn the lights back on. Let me turn this one off. Now, I told you this would be a little different tonight. Turn that black light off. So, my candle needs a wick, don't it? So, we're going to put a wick in this candle. But I'm going to take this, we're going to put this red wick in the candle. I've got this red right here, and I'm going to run this wick all the way down, because you know that wick goes all the way through that candle.
Right.
When I got saved from the top of my head all the way to the bottom of my feet. I'm saved all the way through, because Jesus runs all the way through me.
Right.
And I'll show you something else about this. The wick runs all the way down, all the way through that candle. Have you ever tried to pull a wick out of a candle? You might get a little tiny, one of them little bitty candles, and you might pull it out of that. But you get one of them big, heavy-duty candles, you try to pull that thing out of there, you'll break your finger before you pull that wick. I mean, it's secured. What was the song say a while ago? I'm sealed by the blood of the Lamb. I mean, the wick is in me, and you ain't going to get it out. Because you can't light that candle and make that candle burn without that wick. I mean, you might could throw it in the fire and the fire would get the candle and get on the candle and just burn the candle. But I'm talking about controlled burning, where the flame is in the middle and it burns that candle at a pace that's something where you can pick it up and carry it and show it to somebody else. You see, the Holy Spirit, He's in control. And He's doing a work. And so I've got my wick here now running. You see my wick running all the way through the candle? I'm going to extend it up here. And we're going to extend that wick up right there. And then I'm going to put some flame. You see, it's got to be lit. Got to light it. And we need the Holy Spirit. You see, Jesus lives in us, but He lives in us through the power of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to light this candle. So I'm going to put a fire here, and we're going to light it, and I'm going to put a flame on it. Because it's the flame. It's not the candle. It's not this body here that makes this so important. It's not that that makes it and gives it the glow and helps it to be, you know, what it's supposed to be. But it's this wick and the fire and the flame. When the Lord is moving, and when the Lord is stirring in our hearts and in our lives, and when God is doing what God is doing, well, when you look at this candle now, and I've got a fire, I've got a flame, and so as the candle begins to burn and the candle begins to glow and the candle begins to do what it's supposed to do, Jesus said they light it, they put it on a candlestick, and it gives light to all that is in the house. And men begin to look, and men begin to search, and men begin to wonder, you know, when they want to know truth and they want to find help for their soul, they'll start looking for the light.
Yeah, right.
Have you ever noticed how a lot of times lost people, they don't need God, they're not interested in God, but you just let some tragedy happen in their life, and what do they start looking for? They start looking for a candle. They start looking for a candle. Start looking for a candle. Maybe a youngin' down at the high school, and they're going through something in their life, and maybe they know you're a Christian, and they'll start looking for a candle. I was in the senior year in high school, I got saved, and I started walking them halls every day and telling kids about Jesus and passing out gospel tracts and telling people about the Lord, and didn't think much about it. A lot of people didn't have much time for me. A lot of people didn't think much about me, but I just went out witnessing and talking and giving the gospel out to people and sharing the gospel and passing out gospel tracts. And one day I was standing in the hall down there. I was changing classes, going down and moving from one class to another. And I got a drink of water at the water fountain. And as I was turned around and started towards my room where I was supposed to be in class, someone spoke to me behind me. And I turned around, and there stood a young girl, and she said, "Do you have any more of them little booklets that you pass out?" She said, "I got a friend that needs one." You know what she's doing, preacher? She's looking for a candle. Because she'd been, you know, she's seen me every day give out gospel tracts. Never thought much about it. Until one day she had a friend that was walking through some dark days in her life. And she said, "He's a candle. She's a candle. That one's a candle. There's a candle over yonder. That's where I can get some help. I'm going through a dark area in my life. I'm going through a dark phase in my life. I'm going through something that's terrible. And I need some help. And I need some light. And I need some direction. And I need somebody to show me something. And I need somebody to give me something. And so I need the candle." And they'll look for the candle. And when they search for the candle, that's you and me. Because listen to this verse right here. "Let your light so shine before men." And that's a generic term. That means mankind. Men and women. Let your light shine down yonder on the job. Let your light shine down yonder at the school. Let your light shine down yonder wherever you're going and whatever at the hospital. Wherever you're at, let your light shine. Because everywhere you go, there's people walking in darkness. And a lot of times, They're just used to it. They don't think nothing about it. But what happens one day if God begins to work on their soul and God begins to work on their heart and they realize, I'm in darkness. I'm in trouble. I'm in a bad way. I'm in a bad spot in my life and I need some help. You know what they're going to start looking for? They're going to start looking for a candle. And they're going to remember, well, that man that works down yonder, he's a candle. That girl that works over yonder, she's a candle. That young girl that I go to school with, they're a candle. That one's a candle. That I'm going to go down there where I can get some help. You let your light shine, he says, before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, how does lost people glorify God? He said, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. How does lost people glorify God? They don't. So the only thing you can figure right there in that verse is these people getting saved. These people are seeing what God's done for you. They're realizing that you've got the answer, you've got the solution because you've got Jesus. And they're realizing they don't have Him. And they're realizing that you've got what they need. I mean, it would be very plain tonight if all of a sudden a storm come through here and the power went off and the preacher got up here and got a candle. And he had the only candle in the church. And someone else said, I think I got a candle down yonder in the car. I'll run and get a candle. And somebody run and get a candle. And somebody else run and get a candle. Well, we didn't have anything to light them with. Well, where would you light them? You'd come to the preacher. How would you get to the preacher? You'd see his light. You'd see his light and you'd come up here and you'd take your candle and you'd light yours. And you'd go back yonder and somebody else would light theirs and somebody else would light theirs. What are you doing, preacher? People getting saved. That's what's happening. People getting saved. You see, they're seeing your candle burn. They're seeing your good works. They're seeing your light and they're realizing they don't have it. And they're saying, I want what you've got. And they're getting saved, and they're glorifying God, and that's the whole purpose right here that Jesus is talking about in these verses about you and I being that candle. So I've got my candle now. I've got it lit. And by the way, one more thing, and I'm going to show you these lights again. This candle, you'll notice, it always gives to the fire. The candle, when the fire... Which this wick is a picture of Jesus on the inside of us. That flame is a picture of the Holy Spirit working in us, through us. And we are to, that candle always melts before that flame, don't it? Always. I mean, it just melts right down. That's the way we ought to be towards the Lord. We ought to just melt to His will and conform to what He wants us to be. That's how He uses us. That's how He blesses us. That's how He will take us and help us to reach somebody else. So, brother, get the lights for me now. And let's look at this. So, I've put my wick in there. I've got my flame up there. Let's turn this one on. So, it's dark in the place. But look at that. Wick already, I'm starting to see a little glow in that wick right there, and I'm seeing a glow in that fire. But I want to tell you, the darker it gets, the better this candle burns, and the brighter the candle burns. And that's the whole purpose of living for God and letting your light shine. Because when you let that light shine and you let that light glow in this dark world, people's going to see it. Big difference now than it was a while ago, wasn't it? When I've got Jesus in there and the Holy Spirit's in control, then the candle melts and the light is bright and people can see my good works. And the result of it is people will get saved. That's what we want. We want to shine. We want to glow for the Lord and let Him work through us to reach others. And He'll do that if we'll let Him.